So what is his current situation right now?
Well, this patient, again, the patient and the family were very keen to do more. And at this point, I was debating whether I give him capecitabine, a single agent, or I offer him 5-FU leucovorin and the nanoliposomal irinotecan. I was reluctant with the latter, but then again, I thought, well, this guy doesn't have much pain. To me, I'm very much sensitive about pain. If he doesn't have pain, then he still has, I think, something that we can go by and assume that he may benefit. And in fact, after giving him treatment with 5-FU nanoliposomal irinotecan, he did respond. There was improvement in his tumor. In fact, we didn't see it as much with the frontline treatment we gave him, the gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. And the CA19-9 early in the treatment just went down. And now he's continuing on it. I saw him actually this week. He looks happy. He is doing things. He's back to driving, although I advise him not to do that. But am I surprised? Yes and no.
Why did you want him not to drive?
Well, it's just because of his age and, some frailty. But I didn't tell him, don't drive. I just said, be careful. For me, someone like himself who lives, although he lives with family, but he wants to be independent, I am not going to stop him from driving. The only time I'll stop from driving for sure, if he's on narcotics or something like that. But he certainly does drive. He's not driving long distance, he's driving local, so.
And what's happening with the tumor as he's been treated objectively?
Well, there is a reduction in the size of the tumor.
Is it a partial response?
It's not a partial response yet, but it's improving. It's getting smaller. But CA19-9 has dropped significantly. I suspect that the next CAT scan, I will not be surprised if we see criteria of the partial response. But certainly it's getting smaller.
How often do you see this, response, objective response to second line 5-FU leucovorin delirium?
We see it infrequently. Of the patients I've treated, in my estimate, I haven't seen responses more than 10%, to be honest with you. And most of the time, we've seen patients, if they are benefiting, it's a stable disease. For that reason, this patient really surprises me after having this second-line treatment, and prior to that, he's already had some capecitabine with radiotherapy. Now he's responding. So really, this was a nice surprise to me.